to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Before we went to break, we were having a discussion about the gas prices and who was at fault, and somehow, you know, you continue to hear folk on the right who blame it on Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is the reason that gasoline is $5.40 or 50 cent, and it's all because of him, and he started it, he created it, you know. But, you know, and then you have to twist their arms to get them to agree that the real main reason that gas is $5 and above is because of what's happening in Ukraine. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Connor?
So Thomas is just here. Walter is off.
Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl, it's Tom from L.A. I'm just calling back. Basically, like I said, I can't believe I'm actually having a civil conversation with Dave. After CJ, it's like a breath of fresh air talking to Dave nowadays. So thanks, Dave. Second, the whole problem is they keep on bringing up this pipeline thing. There are so many different places right now where the federal government has allowed oil companies to actually drill for oil, and they're not drilling for oil. They're trying to make it so the supply is less because they are making record profits. This is about, I don't understand how it is that people on the right can constantly protect those corporations and billionaires. I just don't get it. We the people are the government. We the people, that means it's publicly owned. If you want to know the truth, we should nationalize our oil because we only have two or three companies out there that are running the oil completely, which that oil was given by God. It wasn't given by, some special thing that they went and did. So I just don't understand why it is that these guys keep on. I know with inflation, I know Ukraine, I know all this stuff, but these billionaires are making record profits on oil. That's what's happening. Democrats have voted against putting constraints on it, and the Republicans have not.
Hey, Tom, I got you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me move on, because here's a story that I wanted to talk about. Baby boomers, baby boomers. And, you know, I'm a proud baby boomer. And, we aren't, so far gone that we as baby boomers have lost our understanding of what's cool or not. You know, I still think, as a baby boomer, I know what's cool and, well, I shouldn't say, I know what was cool for my time. Connor, what's cool for my time is probably not what's cool today.
Some stuff still carries over.
Yeah. Well, let me go through a list of 40 uncool things that baby boomers won't give up. So, I know we got a lot of baby boomers listening, man, and I know that this is us, and what we still believe. Excuse me, because I see some of these things in me. So one of the things is the mall. Connor, you still go to the mall?
Oh, that's so funny. I haven't been in the mall.
I know. So
in forever.
So the only people that still go to malls are baby boomers. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How come we can't get past going to the malls, baby boomers?
It's an Amazon.
I mean, that's the point. Malls are dying everywhere. I don't care how opulent they are. And yet, when you go to the mall, the only people in the malls are baby boomers. for the most part, in my generation, I don't know why we can't get past, you know, that reality. Because, again, Amazon and all those other things make it so much easier. But, you know, you go to the mall, you see my people, baby boomers, just still walking the malls, going in the stores, doing what we've been doing for the past 40 years. Hey, baby boomers, get over it. The malls are passe. They're dying. Find something else to do. They're not cool anymore. Okay, let me go to another. And I may regret doing this subject because the majority of my listeners are are baby boomers. Let's talk a little bit now about men. And I kind of caught myself the other day. You know, I still have a pair. Oh, writing checks. So we've got baby boomers. We still write checks. I mean, I know you're out there listening. I know many of you in the listening audience, we still write checks. Why do we still write checks? I don't understand it. Checks are so passe. You don't even need to do checks anymore. With the way technology is set up, you know, I mean, maybe once in a blue moon, I can't even remember the last time I wrote a check, right? You know, but we still are caught up in writing checks as baby boomers. I'll tell you another thing. I've got a landline. You know, a phone line. There aren't many people left who have phone lines unless they're baby boomers. Why are we holding on to phone lines? You know, I mean, we've all got cell phones. Baby boomers, for the most part, have at least all decided that cell phones make sense and nobody's going back to landlines. Why are we still holding on to our landlines? But I can't help it. It's something that we've gotten so grown accustomed to, and we don't want to let it go. Baby boomers, men. You know, it used to be pretty cool, man, to see guys walking around with a suit and a briefcase, right? I used to always say, man, that's pretty cool, man. The cat's got a briefcase. Never knew what was in it. But it looked pretty cool to see a cat walking around. You looked important. You had your briefcase. Why are they still walking around with briefcases, man? Nobody but baby boomers. That's gone. That's yesterday. But here we are, still walking around with our briefcases looking important or attempting to look important. Technology has replaced all those things. What about catalogs? Man, I remember when they used to have people come and knock at your door and they would sell these catalog subscriptions and you would get 30 different catalogs for, I don't know what it was you would pay for them, but your home would be filled with catalogs. And, you know, we baby boomers are still hanging on to catalogs. Who reads catalogs anymore? I mean, I know I don't. Man, I used to love to have these different catalogs. It made you look important when people would come by and you'd have it on your table and you have all these different catalogs, like when you go to the doctor's office or the dentist's office and they have all those catalogs. Listen, it's a passe thing. Baby boomers, get rid of the catalogs. Nobody's feeling that or doing that anymore. Here's another one. I wonder, Connor, if you've ever seen this. You have on sandals. How come you don't wear sandals and white socks?
I actually Actually, I do.
Oh.
This is a really big point of contention with me and my generation, because I'm like the only person I know that does that.
I know, man.
But I've always thought it was super fashionable, like
to wear cool socks. To wear socks and sandals.
Yeah, I
listen, like, man. I've never worn socks with sandals, you know, and I'm never going to start now. I'm not going to start now. But I thought it was only baby boomers that you see with white socks, gym socks, and sandals.
Okay, well, white socks, I mean, they're a different story.
Yeah, I know, but that's what baby boomers, you know, when you see them, you say, man, you think that's cool? How can you think that's cool, man? White socks and sandals. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about out there in the listening audience. You know, because probably a few of my listeners are fashionably wearing white gym socks and sandals today as we speak in 92-degree weather. Here's another one, man. Here's another one. And I didn't realize it. I got this pair of cut-off jeans, right? Short jeans. And I've always liked them, man. I always thought it was cool to wear, you know, cut-off jeans. Not that they were cut off. That's the way they were made. Like when you wear short pants. But these were short jeans. And I just thought they were kind of cool, man. I didn't realize that time had passed for them. And that only old people wore those things. For the most part. But just now recognizing that, I got to do away with my short jeans, man. From this day forward, I won't be wearing my short jeans ever again since I found out of the 40 uncool things that boomers won't give up. One of them is short jeans. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about 40 uncool things that boomers won't give up. Come on, boomers. I know you're listening. Don't be embarrassed. You know. Yeah, some of the things I think are still cool, but, you know, there's some things that aren't cool anymore. A phone hip clip, you know, where you put the hip clip on your belt and you have your phone, you know, clipped on your side. I think it really made a lot of sense because where else are you going to store your phone, you know? And I remember the first time I got one, I thought it was really cool, man, to have that phone hanging off the side. And I remember doing it wearing a suit, right? And you got this phone clip hanging off your side, and you got a suit, and it just doesn't work. But the phone clips on the side, time to get rid of those. That time is long since passed. Again, I'm talking about 40 uncool things that boomers won't give up. Here's another one. It's time to get back to, and I know we're proud of our generation. You know what I mean? And so we talk about a lot of conspiracy theories, right? You know, QAnon and all kinds of foolish conspiracy theories that we've been able to concoct over so many decades of our lives. we won't let it go. It's time to give up the conspiracy theories, you know. I'll tell you something else it's time to give up on. Our fashion, right? Things keep changing with fashion. And some of us who were fashionable in our time, I know I was fashionable in my time, man. You know, I mean, I know that. My wife would maybe disagree with it. But I was fashionable. But the things that I, you know, was engaged in and involved in and the fashion that you know, we wore. Let me say this. I was watching this the other day. This is long before you were probably even born. But I know the guys in the audience who used to wear this style. Shirts with no collar. Dress shirts with no collar. And they were buttoned down. You couldn't wear a tie. You know, excuse me, this is going back to disco era. And so you would wear these shirts, no collars. I saw a guy on television on one of the major talk news outlets the other day. He still had his shirt on with no collar, with the buttons that buttoned up all the way up to the neck. And I mean, I got rid of those things 20 years ago or 25 years ago. He's still wearing those things. Here's another one. China, you know, dishware. You know, people during our generation, that was prestige. You got all this china that you never used. Always had it in the china cabinet on display. Expensive china people had. And, you know, just taking up space. It was kind of like a badge of honor. If you had this china, you had arrived. I don't think people are buying a whole lot of china anymore, putting them in china cabinets. That's kind of passé. You know, that's not cool anymore. Those times are passing. Am I stepping on people's toes? Or am I the only one who realizes, you know, it's time for us to change a little bit with the times? Some things I'm not going to change with the times on. Here's another one. Why are we still wearing New Balance tennis shoes? Hey.
Hey. New Balance is actually cool.
Oh, man. Honestly, come on, man.
I like them.
Come on, man. You're an old spirit. But you ever see people wearing a New Balance tennis shoe? Look, man, there's some stylish tennis shoes out here, right? And just because, you know, we're 60 years old doesn't mean we should only wear New Balance. Or what's the other thing, man? I'm not going to say Nike, but I forgot the name of the other brand. But, man, come on, man. You can't tell me that we can't change with the times and wear some more stylish tennis shoes. Has nothing to do with our age. But come on, maybe New Balance was what there was. And Puma, yeah, right, and Puma. I remember, man, just longing to get a pair of Pumas. Man, you arrive when you got a pair of Pumas. Who's wearing Pumas today? Come on, man. Get with the times. Let's move on to something more stylish than New Balance. When you're wearing New Balance, you can rest assured you're an old guy. The other one is Reeboks, right? Oh, you're wearing Reeboks too, huh?
No, I haven't worn Reeboks in a minute.
Hey, I'm sorry. Look, those shoes, you know, man, as a young person, back then when they first came out, yeah, they were kind of cool, man. But ditch that. Come on. Ditch the Reeboks. Pumas. It would be different if they changed the style of them, but they have not changed the style of them. Let me go here. Because I get it, I understand. I'm stepping on some toes. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky, just the two of us. You and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us.
It's still amazing to me that there are people who sit and watch the home shopping networks and the things that they show. And listen, I'm guilty of buying some stuff that I saw on television. I'm just guilty. And maybe I shouldn't be blaming anybody else. But, it's time to move on from the home shopping networks. And if they weren't successful, they wouldn't be on. So, you know, maybe I need to move on from that because, that's still working pretty cool for a lot of people. Let me move on to something else, man. Here's something that's not cool, man. It's a little bit different though. You know, it's fresh. Well, let me ask you, man, what's the term they use for cool today?
There's a lot of terms.
Give us some, man. Give us some.
Well, it depends on the type of cool, right?
So, so cool is still there.
Yeah, it's still there. Like people do just say it's cool, but like if it's like a party cool, right? That means it's lit, right?
Okay, I've heard of lit.
Yeah,
okay.
You heard of lit. All right, good. But if it's like something that's like really just in your face cool, that means it slaps. Right?
Slaps?
Yeah, slaps. Like.
Okay, yeah.
Hits you across the face with how cool it is. All right, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's just more.
I like the lit thing, right?
The lit, yeah, it's lit, yeah.
Yeah, but apparently cool is never going away, the term cool.
No, because you can never stop being cool, you know?
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, I got to remember that. I still try to be cool from time to time, you know. Because, man, it's cool to be cool, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, what's the other option? If you're not cool, you're pretty square, right?
Yeah, you wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Hey, and just what I found out today, cut off short jeans, so I got to get rid of. I got to get rid of that stuff when I get. Thankfully, I don't have any Reeboks or those other things, man, in the stash. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Donald Trump Jr. And the fact that the Trumps have such a stranglehold on the MAGA people that, you know, they're suckers. The MAGA people are suckers. I'm sorry. Donald Trump Jr. Wrote to his MAGA fans and told them that they should wish his father a happy birthday. That wasn't so bad, you know. But he told them they need to hand over money in order to be able to sign a card that says happy birthday to Donald Trump. Now, you would say, what kind of fool would, in order to say happy birthday to Donald Trump on a card, you have to give money to do that? But it appears that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of MAGA folk did just that. Signed, you know, a Donald Trump card because his birthday was June 14th. And in order to send, you know, the fact that you know, your happy birthday wishes to Donald Trump, it costs you $20. Well, if you add the amount of people who sent $20, man, that's a pretty good hustle, man. You know, well, you didn't have anything better to do than to give $20 to Donald Trump on his birthday, a billionaire. And you did it because you wanted to somehow send what message? Well, I got to send a happy birthday wishes to Donald Trump. Man, what is the world coming to, man? I wonder if I try that. I wonder. My birthday is coming up. I'm going to try that, man. I'm going to see how many people will send me $20. You get to wish me a happy birthday. But before you can do that, you have to donate $20 to me. That's a pretty good hustle, right? Ah, come on. And the fact that he can get people to do it is what's so amazing, man. That's amazing that people can be so gullible. You know? The crazy part about it is thousands and thousands and thousands of people did it. And come on, man, he's a billionaire. What does he need that for? But you know, people don't know any better. There's no law against taking advantage of the simple-minded. And that's precisely what Donald Trump and his son, Donald Jr., do. They take advantage of the simple-minded. And what else are you, if you agree to that? Who do we have on the line, Connor?
We got a Bill from Oconomowoc first.
Hey, Bill, are you one of the guys who sent $20 to say hello? I mean, happy birthday to Donald Trump?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Well, some sent up to 25. Yeah. Some sent up to 2,500. Yes, some sent up to 2,500.
I'll send him a birthday card for $20 and says, happy birthday. Here's your subpoena. You're ordered to testify in court. And by the way, orange looks good on you. We see enough orange on your face. Pretty soon, we want to pick out a birthday suit that's orange for you too, buddy. And here's my point. Here's my point, Earl. All these people you're talking about, remember, their cocktail of choice is ivermectin. They believe cattle warmer is their cocktail. Earl, you can't fix stupid.
I know.
And here's the good news, though, Earl. Fortunately, today, right here now today, because of the January 6th committee, some of these goofballs, the ones that have been blessed with the left side of their brain works, or the right side, something's working, they realize this guy could be toxic in a month. In a month. He could be toxic. It happened with the same thing happened with Nixon when they televised it. So, Earl, don't get upset or stressed out. These are a bunch of goofballs that, like I said, they believe in ivermectin. They believe the oil prices are because Biden stopped the Keystone pipeline.
Here's what he said. My father has done so much for this great country, and I know it would mean so much to him to see your name on his official birthday card. Trump Jr. was quoted telling fans in the email, supporters were invited to write a message to his father and to donate $20 or more to be able to write that message to his dad.
Yeah, but
come on, man.
You know, now, he did something for the country. He did. Let's talk about what Trump accomplished. Trump accomplished that we are all now aware of the Constitution. We're aware of how people take it over. We're aware of the terrorists that work in the White House or have worked in the White House. They're aware of terrorists that invited Putin in and took a knee to him. Yes, he did something for the country. He said, hey, we got to be a little more watchful. You know, he proved that to our country. We were too lax to let a goofball like that in. Like I said, the man looks good in orange. He's got it on his face. And pretty soon, if I get my way and a lot of Americans get their way, he'll have a suit to match the orange on his face. He's a criminal.
Hey, Bill.
He's like the mafia.
Hey, Bill, yes. Tell us how you really feel.
Yes, sir.
We've got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll talk later. Are we going to a break now, Connor?
We got one more minute.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but again, what kind of person would do that? You know, with all the other places you can donate your money, why would you donate it to a con man? You know, give it to useful sources. But I my father has done so much for this great country. And I know it would mean so very much for him to see your name on his official birthday card. Bah, humbug. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Just the two of us building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. We look for love.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Who do we have on the line, man?
No one right now.
Okay, so now let me switch up. Here's another thing I don't understand. I don't get. 350-pound bear. A 350-pound bear rips into sleeping family's tent in the Smoky Mountains and claws a mom and her children. Let me repeat that. 350-pound bear rips into sleeping family's tent in Smoky Mountains, claws mom and her children. What is it? Man, Smoky Mountains. You know that, you know, bears and all those other things there. What makes you think it's safe to put a tent up and sleep with your children? I know people are animal lovers. But man, does that make sense? You know that there are bears running around, and you know just how, you know, dangerous that is. And I get it. People like to be out in the wilderness. But man, I don't understand that. Right? I mean, and then people will say, we've got to go find that bear and euthanize the bear because the bear attacked human beings. But shouldn't human beings know better than to sleep in the Smoky Mountains knowing that wild bears are running loose? You know, I mean, I don't get those kinds of things. And maybe because, you know, I'm not an outdoorsman. Maybe you have to be an outdoorsman to understand why people would take that risk, right? It's got to be what that is. And maybe it's because I'm a city guy. And it's not that I don't understand the beauty of Mother Nature. But man, you gotta think about that. You just go pitch your tent anywhere and oblivious to the fact that those wild animals are out there. That's akin to man pitching a tent in Africa somewhere, man, you know, where are you in the bush, where you know all these animals are running loose. I don't understand people, man. I don't get that at all. And I feel bad for that mother and her children. That
Oh, we got a caller.
Who do we have on the line, man?
We have a Ron.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, I actually called about something else, but I can talk about bears. I can talk about bears because I was a Boy Scout.
Go ahead.
And the deal with bears is they actually are fairly shy and they leave people alone. I know they seem fearsome, but they generally don't. But the exceptions to that are a bear mother who has cubs and feels that the cubs are threatened, or a bear is looking for food and they smell camp food.
Well, yeah.
If you're out camping, if you're out camping, you can still camp safely, but you know, what the Boy Scouts are taught to do is take your knapsack, put all your food in it, and run it up a tree branch on a rope. And then even if the bear decides to get it, it's not coming for you. It's coming for that food. I've run into, done a lot of camping, not in the Smoky Mountains, but we've seen maybe two bears in decades, and neither of them bothered us. Of course, we didn't bother them either, but we saw them. And, they come into a campground.
So it's safe to say you've pitched a tent in the Smoky Mountains.
Not in the Smokies. I've right. pitched a tent all over the country, but not in the Smokies. And I don't think the Great Smoky National Park is like a lot of national parks. There's a lot of wild animals in there. And when you arrive to camp, they give you a list of do's and don'ts. So I don't know what happened there. And maybe they were just really unlucky. I mean, kids swimming in urban swimming pools can drown, you know, like that poor
right.
kid the other day
right.
going down the river. So nothing is 100% safe. But I'm getting attacked by a bear. You usually have to, you know, run into them face to face, and then if you run away, they chase you. If you just stand your ground and shout at them, they'll leave.
Let me ask you, because I've seen that and I've heard that, and with most wild animals, that's what you're supposed to do, is stand your ground. And but you know what kind of courage it must take to see a grizzly looking at you.
I don't think it's as courageous as you think, because if you see a wild animal, a sizable wild animal, your first inclination is instinctual. You have
to run,
fight or flight, fight. You have to think about fighting, and what happens is you freeze. I mean, actually that's a good thing most of the time. You know that old joke about being chased by a bear, right?
Yeah.
Two guys in the woods, they're being chased by bears, and he says, and the one guy says, hey, run fast. You know, he says, you're running too fast. I can't catch up. Can't keep up. And he says, well, I only have to outrun you.
So I've heard that before, and it was funny then, and it's still funny now. For the people who get it. Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Donate to Trump comment?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
He collected, after the election, he
$250 million.
Million.
Yeah, $250 million.
And the average contribution was $20. That means 10 million people on average gave him money. And
but you know,
and it was about to protect the integrity of the election. And they never spent a dime on that. They gave $1 million to a Mark Meadows political action committee. He was the former chief of staff. And some people think that's hush money because Meadows was was donating emails to the House committee. And then he gave, I forget how much, $100,000 or, oh, he gave $60,000 to Junior's fiance for a 2-minute speech that she gave somewhere.
Kimberly Giffold. Like, Kimberly Giffold or whatever.
Yeah, and my analysis of this is you were talking about TV market shows where they sell you something on the TV, call 800, that they must be successful because a lot of people call in. Well, you know what? I think the people that call in and buy that stuff are the same people that donate money to Trump for a birthday card because it's what it is. It's this tribal thing of wanting to belong. You know, I'm part of something. I sent a birthday card to President Trump, and the campaign assured me that he would be very grateful that I personally took the time to send him a check. And no doubt he knows what.
You know what, though, man? What that shows is the inherent danger that there's so many people in this country who know who Donald Trump is, right? They know he's a charlatan. They know he's the one of the greatest liars in the history of this country or of the world. They know that he could care less about them, you know, and that they and their lives don't matter, even though he lies to them and claims that he's concerned about it. You know what kind of low life that man is, and yet all these people still support him.
And then there's a split off now, according to some polling.
With Republicans
Republicans that are mad because Trump isn't being MAGA enough. So they're bypassing him. Not just I don't know what the numbers are, but it's like people are unhappy with Trump because he's endorsing the wrong people in their estimation. In other words, they've gone to the right of Trump on Make America Great Again.
Because
now, most of them are still Trumpies.
Trump,
and they probably would still vote for him if given the choice.
Trump doesn't want to be MAGA as much as he was before because he knows he's in hot water. He knows. They don't.
Yep.
They the people don't know that Donald Trump is, you know, he's sweating bullets every night. Because he knows what he's done, right?
Yep,
they don't know.
It's like I said once before, he is Dr. Frankenstein, and he created this monster, which is the MAGA movement, and now he can't stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republican Party can't stop him, but he can't stop this MAGA thing. It's going to disintegrate of its own accord someday, but, you know, that is a running theme underlying American politics. So, you know, Ku Klux Klan, John Birch Society, they're always going to
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. We got to go. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody for taking the time out to listen, as always. Thank you, Connor. Tomorrow we're going to be usurped, and I'll be here, and I'll be able to share some conversation. Got to go. See you on tomorrow. Stay cool. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, and I do mean stay cool. Be back on tomorrow.